This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On the WaitForIt.com hotline, all things covered with BMAC and Patrick Peterson of the Arizona Cardinals. He joins us now on the WaitForIt.com hotline. What's up, BMAC?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Well, man, the Falcons, bro. Matter of fact, you got some hops left. Why don't you get out there and play some secondary, man? We're struggling.
Yo, Mike, they need more than me. They need more than me, man. They need a lot, man. But it's still early, man. You just got to hope they can turn things around. I can tell you this much, though, guys. It can't get any worse on the defensive side.
Do you feel that maybe the message from Quinn has fallen on deaf ears now?
I won't say that because I really believe the players actually respect and they like Coach Quinn. But usually the old saying is when you respect and you like someone, you do what they tell you to do. Especially
right.
If you know when you don't do what they tell you to do, everything falls on their shoulders. So for whatever reason, man, we're just not seeing what they're saying in the microphone translate to the football field.
CBS Sports 92.9 The Game NFL analyst Brian McFadden joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I know when you and I talk over the weekend, BMAC, we talked about the lack of leadership in the secondary. I know that it's hard to really find where that comes from. Was that something you still found kind of lacking right now, especially as you have guys going in and out of the lineup, especially without having Rico?
No question. You know, and it's funny because some of the things that I talked about with you last Saturday surfaced during the game against Chicago, and that just boils down to the personnel decision. You know what I mean? When you're trying to assemble a team, number one, I think you need to understand what the identity of your ball club is and find the individuals to fit that identity. And then when you find those individuals, you got to be able to mix experience with youth. And I think right now, especially at the cornerback position, you got a lot of young guys that are trying to learn from young guys. And I think maybe the most experienced vet is Bernard, right? And remember, in Cincinnati, he never was a consistent starter. He was always that fifth, third corner, you know, nickel-like corner. So it's kind of hard to pinpoint and say he's the vet, the leader of the group, because he never was a consistent starter in his professional career at this point. So I'm surprised to see the struggles at the cornerback position, guys, but I'm not, because you don't have any sound leadership at that position.
It is Brian McFadden, guys, two-time Super Bowl winner with us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. He did that with the Steelers. You know, and Brian, that the thing is, I asked Dan Quinn on Monday, and Dan sidestepped the question. Isaiah Oliver got turned around on a slant. His technique, I don't even know what it is.
Mike, you know what it is? It's confidence. The confidence is a bit shot right now with Oliver. If you go back and you look at Oliver at Colorado, he was more of an athletic player than a technician.
Okay.
His fundamentals never was the best thing that he did. It was all about his athleticism, a long-rangey corner, and he played with a lot of energy. But when you get to the next level, you got to be able to play with the energy and play with the athleticism, but you have to be able to incorporate fundamentals and technique.
Right.
And when you lack confidence or when your confidence is a bit shaky, the first thing that will go is the technique that you have. And that's what we're seeing right now. If you go back in the week before Chicago, he had some issues against the Cowboys, and then week one against Seattle. So bad game, and then Chicago comes along, and then confidence kind of surfaced once again. He's lacking confidence. I think he has to find a way to get his confidence back, because he has to be the guy, right? They have nowhere else to go.
Right.
Exactly. And, you know, one thing, too, I think we didn't get a chance to talk about this earlier, but AJ Terrell, I know we don't have him, or at least didn't have him this past week for the COVID protocol. We'll see if he gets back this upcoming week, and maybe the extra day helps him for Monday night against the Packers. How surprised were you, at least through the first two games of the season? He looked like the best secondary player for the Falcons.
Well heck, based on what we were hearing coming from training camp and Flowery Branch, he looked like the best cornerback in training camp as well, right? So I'm not surprised, but then it tells you where the secondary is. If instantly you have a rookie that did not have a full offseason, no OTAs, no minicamp, instantly he is considered the best cornerback on your team, that tells you where you are at that position. And that's not a good sign. Right. That's not a good sign at all. It'd be one thing if he had mini camps and OTAs to kind of get familiar with the new scheme, the new system, the professional game. But AJ Terrell jumped in with no offseason, no structured offseason, and just automatically showcased top-tier cornerback level play for the Falcons. So that's great for AJ as an individual, but for the entire defense, for the secondary, that's not a good sign.
Right. It is Brian McFadden with this guy, CBS Radio. He's a media guy now, like Randy Mack. He joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. So on the let's flip it. On the offensive side, we realize that Gurley is not the Gurley in his prime with the Rams, but we don't understand how. I mean, like, I know Dirk Cutter tried to explain it, but why aren't we trying to finish the game with Gurley running the rock?
I do not know. I don't know. And I can tell you this much. In my playing career, I played under a lot of quality, iconic individuals, right? And I remember something that Dick LeBeau told us in Pittsburgh. He said, one thing about offensive coordinators, they're egocentric individuals.
Right.
They feed the egos. Instead of doing things the easy way, they want to do things the hard way. Prime example, if you're playing soft coverage, you're giving them 10-yard outs and 10-yard comebacks, that can get them down the football field, but they don't want to take that. Instead, they're going to try to hit you with a double move, and now they're playing right into what you want them to play. When you have a lead, man, listen, for the listeners that are listening to me right now and for you guys, you know, that are on with me right now, how many times have y'all watched games from your living room and you see teams with significant leads, and all they got to do is run the ball, and they don't do it?
Mm.
How many times have you seen that? We saw that in the Super Bowl with San Francisco against Kansas City. If San Francisco just devoted to running the football in the fourth quarter, they win that ball game. I don't want to talk about the Super Bowl with the Falcons and the Patriots because I know some people might run off the road listening to me because that brings up bad memories. So I'm going to leave that alone. But time and time again, when you're watching football, when teams have significant leads in the second half, they choose not to run the football because offensive coordinators don't want to do it the easy way. They want to do it with style points. Style points do not give you multiple victories in 1 week. You still get the same win. If you win by 30 points, if you win by 1 point, it still counts as only one win. And I don't know. I'm just giving you my opinion based on what the Hall of Fame and Dick LeBeau told with us. Most offensive coordinators are egocentric. They got to feed their ego.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at too, B-Mac, because, and this is not necessarily a slight to Cutter, maybe it is, but to me it sounds like you see this more and more when it comes to these guys who, you know, things are going by the book, and I realize that the Bears have a stacked box, but it's not like they're the first team that's ever thought of, hey, maybe, you know, in the final 5 minutes of a game, we're going to put nine in the box and dare you to run it.
Exactly. And when you bring in Todd Gurley, he has to be the ultimate closer for your ball club. The fourth quarter should be Todd Gurley quarter. If he is healthy, if the organization is saying he is healthy, when you have the lead that you've had over the last two ball games in the fourth quarter, we bring out our closer. We bring out our Rodas Chapman in his prime and heyday. He has to close the ball game for us, and that's who Todd Gurley should be. It doesn't make any sense to me. You got a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter, we play defense, and we make them earn it because, number one, the opposing team is fighting you and the clock. That usually results in a loss. Last time I checked, but for whatever reason, the Falcons have been able to defy history and do the total opposite. Todd Gurley has to be the ultimate closer for this ball club, and I can tell you this much too, guys. I've earned a lot of respect for Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan has competed his butt off in these 3 weeks of play. I understand he had that interception trying to press the issue to score at the end of the ball game, but Matt Ryan has left it all on the line for the Falcons, and he's giving them more than what they've asked for. Hopefully other guys can follow his footsteps.
B-Mac couldn't say it any better. That's the thing. We talk about the numbers, and he puts it up. And again, the O-line, you became one-dimensional because you took the you shot yourself in the foot. If you miss what Brian said, it's about Cutter. This is a bad fit. We got another coordinator who doesn't really get what Shanahan does, and Brian just said there's not a lot of common sense. All right, real quick, let's just commiserate for briefly. Here's what I've been telling my Florida State fans. You got players in their bag over how the Taggart thing was handled. It's going to take at least another recruiting class to get things right with FSU and Norvell. What do you think?
It's going to take time. Right now, we don't have structure. We don't have a foundation. And unfortunately, this was a very, very difficult transitional period, not just for Norvell, Mike, but for the players as well. Because remember, Norvell didn't necessarily get a full spring. His new staff didn't get a full spring with this ball club.
Right.
So now you basically had three or four days of spring practices, and then instantly everything was shut down. So summer camp was like spring football for them. When you talk about getting familiar with the personnel getting familiar with you, understanding and knowing which player takes this coaching style better, which player does not take this coaching style the best fit, who responds to what, who fits in this position or not, it was a very, very difficult transition. And I'm just speaking as a former player. Now, granted, in my playing career, I never had to deal with a big-time coaching change, but I can just talk about what I've been through when it comes to getting familiar with new systems and new schemes. So basically, Florida State had spring football and then a ball game. And they're still learning the process, but that still does not excuse you getting dominated like you just got dominated by Miami. That still does not excuse you losing to Georgia Tech, who lost to Syracuse and who lost to UCF at home. That still does not excuse that. So at some point in time, you have to blow your back up, and I'm talking about players, and just play football. Play football, right? Mickey Andrews, guy who coached me, he said, I can care less if the offense know what we're running. The type of defense that I play is called my man is better than your man football. We play jet robber, which is man-to-man. Every offense knew what we're going to play. He said, we play my man is better than your man football, and that's the attitude and mentality you got to have. You got to whoop the man that's in front of you, regardless if you can do it or not. You got to believe you can do it. And if you believe you can do it, then your body will follow your mind. Right. We got to get players that want to be there, want to be in a uniform, and want to fight. I might not know where I'm supposed to go, Mike, but guess what? I'm swinging. If I'm going the wrong direction, at least I'm swinging. And that's what we got to get back to, that attitude-type football. We can't be nice. You can't be nice playing football. You got to be willing to tear somebody's head off, the right way or the wrong way, but just attempt. And that's something that we're lacking right now, and hopefully these guys take some self-pride about themselves and just go out. Regardless who's coaching you, it's up to you to have the effort and the energy. And we can't just continue to bring in new coaching staff and expect to have an answer, because clearly that's not what you want to do if you want to get back to being a championship-like program.
Right. It's going to be a long decade otherwise. Brian, we got to roll, man. But, hey, appreciate the love. And, again, listen to Brian, CBS Sports. Catch him on weekends as well, talking to Will. And doing a great job, my man. Thanks for the time.
Man, thank you for having me, man. Make sure y'all go out and download that podcast, All Things Covered, man. We bring in the heat every week, every Tuesday we drop an episode. We just had Juju Smith-Schuster on this past week. Tyron Matthew was on the week before. So, man, y'all make sure y'all give us a listen, man, and drop us a 5-star rating. And we got a YouTube page as well, All Things Covered.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.